To the Witch Wings. No, let's do that fucking thing again. Hello and welcome to the Witch Wings Fitness Podcast. In this session, I'm going to have a quick chat with Rory, who is leading the Cleanse and the Cleanse and Sustain program. And we're just going to ask a few questions so people can explain a bit more about it, basically. So, Rory, what is the Cleanse? What is the Cleanse and Sustain? What's the science behind it?
So the Cleanse is short for the 21-day gut cleanse. It does, as it suggests on the tin, it cleanses your gut. The idea here is that toxic load held in the body is held in our fat cells. So in order for the body to render toxins harmless, it has to shuttle them away into fat cells. And if we're holding toxic load in the body, we're going to hold on to fat as a protective measure. And likewise, if we're holding fat cells, we also have the ability, unwanted admittedly, to hold a greater toxic load. So the idea is we detoxify so that when we lose weight or lose body fat, we're not going to bounce back and put it back on straight away, because there's nowhere for the toxins to go. So therefore, the body needs to protect itself. It puts the fat cells back on that it's lost in order to store the toxins. So we're looking at detoxifying, not purely for fat loss, that's a nice byproduct, but for mental clarity, for better sleep, improved energy production, and all sorts of other advantages down to the quality of your hair and your nails in a very kind of visible sense. But yeah, that's the science behind the Cleanse. That's 21 days long. And that is a protocol whereby there's no calorie counting or restriction on the quantity that you can eat. So it's not like a traditional diet in that respect. But we're looking at the quality of what you eat. We're taking out certain food groups like gluten, dairy, beverages like caffeine and alcohol. And we're essentially eating meat and fish or vegetarian alternatives in terms of protein, lots and lots of vegetables, a reasonable amount of fruit, a small amount of nuts, and lots of water, alongside a fasting regime and various other protocols across 3 weeks. So that's the Cleanse.
Cool. Lots to think about. So basically what happens is, we're detoxifying the body, which helps the body remove fat cells, essentially. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so we're saying we're all walking around with a lot of toxic load. You know, you just walk down the street, fumes from diesel and petrol cars hit your skin. You live in an agricultural area like this. We get toxic runoff from fertilizer and other things. We're essentially always exposed to it through our food, through our clothes, in our houses, cleaning products, you name it. No one is immune, right, or not exposed. We're all walking around with a certain amount of toxic load that gets stored in our fat cells. If we want to lose those fat cells for good, as well as improve our like mental performance, it's important we detoxify. If we don't detoxify, you go on a crash diet, lose the fat, but it will soon bounce back, because you've not got rid of the toxic load and your body needs the fat to neutralize that toxic load.
So a buffer against it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so that's the Cleanse. What's the follow-up? What's the Sustain program?
So Sustain is about literally sustaining the results that you achieve during the Cleanse. The Cleanse is, it's not unhealthy to live on a perpetual cleanse, but the reality of life means that it's undesirable over the long term. You know, you do have birthday parties, you do go on holiday, there are occasions you're away on a business trip and you can't perfectly manage what you're eating, not to mention in small quantities, some bread, some pasta, some dairy, some alcohol doesn't pose a great deal of harm to you if it's measured in and in small quantities, and balance is very, very important. So we're not saying live on the Cleanse, we're saying do the Cleanse for 3 weeks, achieve some great results, but then to sustain those results, don't just go back to exactly how you were before the cleanse. So like, how do we take the cleanse principles and the things that benefited you personally, and the sustain program is very personal, and how do you, not us, how do you create a plan for life that means you can sustain those cleanse benefits? So it's very self-driven, the sustain program. We're not advocating a particular diet or protocol. Rather, you're working out what works for you.
So it's about, the second part's a lot more personalised, figuring out how to maintain this.
Yes. Essentially. For example, it may be that you can't tolerate any dairy at all and I can, or I can't tolerate gluten and you can, and so therefore to have a blanket rule where both of us eat those things or cut them out isn't sufficiently personalised, so we're adjusting that. Likewise, everyone who goes through the cleanse is treated equally, but in reality, we're in different life stages, different ages, we're different sexes, we've got different work demands placed upon us, we have different disease states, different training load. So we have to account for that. You have to account for that in the sustain program.
Okay. And what type of person should do it? Who should do it? Should everybody be doing it? Or is it just a particular type of person?
I would suggest that everybody do a cleanse once a year. Even if your health is very good and your mental clarity is as you'd like it to be and you're sleeping very well and you don't want to lose any weight, it's a really interesting exercise in what are your habits around alcohol and caffeine and starch and dairy and things like that really like, and how could you optimize further? Because you might be in a great place, but you might not be aware of what even better feels like. So doing the cleanse is going to be really interesting from that point of view. It's especially important for anybody who isn't sleeping well, doesn't feel that their hormones are balanced, they don't feel mentally sharp, they feel a bit sluggish in the afternoons, they're relying on sugar and caffeine to get going in the morning, and perhaps they can't lose weight, they've tried diets in the past, they have success for 2 or 3 weeks, and then it all goes back to how it used to be. This is for them.
Okay, cool. And you mentioned like the hormones thing, apart from hot flushes and menopausal symptoms, how would somebody know if their hormones are not in check, or is that the main?
Well, if you're a premenopausal woman, you're going to think about things like the obvious signs and symptoms there are going to be around skin and hair health. They're going to be around sleep quality. It's going to be around like even distribution of energy through the day. For women who are still ovulating, it's going to be like what's going on across the month. And like, is mood, energy, hunger, are all these things fluctuating hugely across your cycle, or are you quite consistent? For a man, it's going to be particularly men over the age of 45, 50, as testosterone starts to drop, it's like, are you gaining weight around the middle? Again, are you sleeping well? Are you more irritable and of lower mood than you used to be? Maybe a little bit more depressed? All of those things are related to kind of lower testosterone. And if we're not detoxifying properly, we're not recycling our sex hormones properly, so therefore your levels of estrogen, progesterone as a woman, testosterone as a man, they're not going to be where they should be.
Okay. How many members do you think we've had go through this at the moment?
Cleanse, I off the top of my head, I would say somewhere in the region of 60.
Okay.
Across 3 or 4 cleanses we've run now. Say 60 across 4, about 15 people are cleansed, yeah.
And then do you know our average results?
So in terms of weight loss, average weight loss is 5 kilos.
Nice.
Now, not everyone comes into this looking to lose weight. Some people are losing 2 or 3 kilos, some people are losing 10 kilos, but it averages out at about 5.
I think I lost 4.
Yeah.
Don't know where from. Nah, joking.
So yeah, 5 kilos weight loss. We take measurements across 6 different sites of the body, so the average kind of inches lost, if you like, across those 6 sites is somewhere between 7 and 10 inches on average.
Nice. And what?
But more, sorry, more importantly than that, almost everybody reports sleeping much better as a consequence, feeling much more energized, and getting control for the first time ever or back around certain areas of their nutrition and their lifestyle that felt out of control. A lot of people have noticed kind of fewer IBS type symptoms on the cleanse, so they're less bloated, they're less flatulent, they're able to digest their food easier and better.
My sleep was amazing when I did it. Probably a result of not drinking coffee.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing it. I'm going to do it myself in January. Yeah. That's going to be my one for 2023, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think I'll get back on it as well. So do people experience kind of a mindset shift around their food? I definitely kind of did, in terms of I never did the fasting before. That was kind of new to me, properly.
Mm. There is. I would say the people who go on to do the Sustain program see the greatest mindset shift, because 3 weeks, you can achieve a lot in 3 weeks, and people do, 10 kilos of weight loss, changed habits, but 3 weeks is only 3 weeks. And so in order to see that kind of mindset shift, you need to be practicing some form of protocol and be mindful of what you're consuming for a longer period of time to embed that. But yeah, people do. I know people who stopped eating bread altogether, who have continued fasting, who no longer touch dairy, in fact don't even like the taste of it any longer. People who have cut down caffeine, massively increased the number of alcohol-free days they have a week, have got into things like cold showers or wild swimming because of that, the cold exposure element. So yeah, there's been a lot of change.
Cool. What are the main obstacles people have when they are on the cleanse?
So the biggest obstacles on the cleanse are lack of preparation, and lack of consistency with their eating times. So the people who achieve the best results look at what's permissible, and they look at the recipes and they look at the shopping list. They don't follow the recipes religiously, because that is too restrictive and is often not enough food for most people. But they look at the principles and they shop for it, and they batch cook and they prepare, and they have their cleanse kind of friendly food ready, so that when they're on a business trip or when they get stressed or when they get short of time, it's there and it's prepped in the fridge and they can't deviate. And then if you prep and you think and you have a consistent fasting time, so your body hormonally can get used to receiving food at the same time every day, then you're going to be fine. So the biggest obstacles are, don't try to wing it, and don't try to live on cleanse permissible, healthy, and I'm doing air quotes, everybody, snack food. Otherwise you're just going to live on nuts and fruit and it's not going to work for you. So your protein's going to be too low, there's not going to be enough healthy fat, there's not going to be enough kind of fiber, vitamins and minerals.
I may have been a bit guilty of going for the snack option occasionally, but actually it's kind of good in a way, because knowing what you can have on it,
yeah,
if you are unprepared, it's like, oh, it's okay, I can exist on things still.
Yes.
I know it's not ideal, but...
The other challenge is get used to experimenting with seasoning that isn't salt.
It's amazing how many people don't season their food.
I
heavily season everything.
So every herb and spice is permissible, but a lot of people complain about the blandness of the food because they're not stocking or just adding relatively simple, like low cost things like dried herbs and spices to their food to keep it interesting. The other thing is, if you're vegan or vegetarian, make sure you shop for things like tofu and seitan and things like that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you are just going to be eating a lot of fruit and vegetables for 3 weeks.
I'm vegetarian. What did I must have eaten soy stuff, I think. Nuts, seeds.
Yeah.
Legumes.
Indeed.
I think another big mistake that I noticed was people being perfectionists, and then when something went a little bit wrong, just chucking it all out the window.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the second one I noticed was the people who really didn't do well on it were the people who were calorie restricting.
Yes. Yeah, anyone that came into it with that sort of old-fashioned attitude to diets, whereby the only way you lose weight is to reduce your calories, really, really struggled. Mm. Because by the very nature of the fact that you're not eating a whole macronutrient group, is you're basically not eating carbohydrates. Yes, you are in kind of relatively small amounts in vegetables and fruit, but starches are gone. So therefore, for a lot of people, most people in the UK are eating a diet that's 50, 60% carbohydrates. So if you take away that, then instantly the quantity of food they're eating has dropped. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in a fast and you remove one major meal, then again, it's been cut by a third.
Mm.
And then they're trying to limit what they're eating in the 8 hours a day that's left to them. And they're just not eating enough, and effectively they're in what's perceived by their body as starvation mode, and you just hold on to your resources, you don't lose any body fat, or you start to cannibalize your own muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lose weight by losing muscle rather than body fat, and it's counterproductive.
Yeah, I'd say, what percentage of people did that happen to? Would you say, I say maybe 20%?
Yeah, 20%, one in five.
Yeah.
Yeah, one in five people didn't eat enough. They tended to be female rather than male.
Right.
And I think that's because women have been marketed to over the years.
That brainwashing.
Yeah. The suggestion that the only way you can get skinny, and obviously skinny is not what we're looking for.
Skinny's not sexy, people.
Exactly. But the only way you can get skinny, and I question how desirable that really is to radically reduce the amount of food that you're eating. And that's not what we want you to do on the cleanse, because it won't work and it's unhealthy.
Mm. Awesome. Cool. If someone wants to do it, how do they sign up?
They sign up via GlowFox. If they've got any questions, they can email team@witteringsfitness.com. But it's available for them to sign up for now for January on GlowFox.
And if you're listening to this past January, we'll probably be running another one. I think we're kind of...
It's in fact already available on GlowFox to sign up for in April and September of next year.
Cool. I think we're running them quarterly now, aren't we?
Yes.
As a theme, generally speaking. Awesome. Any top tips, final bits of advice for people?
Top tips are prepare. make your life easy. Eat two meals a day, eat until you are full and no longer hungry at both meals, and at dinner every night, make enough for lunch the following day, and you can't go too far wrong.
Nice. Cheers, Rory.